involved in the education of our young people, we will never have anything. We will have no identity because the elders are not up there leading the teaching and leading the cultural activities. And our young people will never gain any respect for them. And I believe that we will be losing everything. All this land claims settlement act and everything that goes with it will not mean anything. Okay, that's all I have to say, but I'm going to translate myself if I can remember what I said. Kuinga kotta kasadun Dorothy Kamara from Achikla Ghatnga, Tagum Yuchtun Pijuyawa. Dorothy Kuinga kotten kanhto from Gudamani, Yupi. Matum anguyhtum igayong nakahkaw yak natakut tamakut yupit tamaskuita permitang kufkakalogi. Wadn welfare is a chikit shine on again kufkakpuknada. Huang gutnik ping naksuda germi bisklugi tamaskuita. Dorsatam huanihua wadn. Magut mani tin rabut tin ratwayut angayoqqaaritlu ikhneabut khanguda khangut nigli tsaqaqkaw yaqabut tagum akigaitukut mattumangu yaxtum khangni umyaxtaqlimni tigiqaqkaawaakut akigampnik dootin ikhneabut khani yuxtun li tsaqluki Kotoa asanun huani chanun schoolanun doatun huanguda igayoxtangnak lakhtukut. Tagum shakhluta igayoxtigattakut. Huanguda tagum piputta tamakut hinrat angayoqqaaritlu. Huatun igayoutungata leechalkhithun leechangnaqlukihua Dort nut dann von gutnik nabacht schreit und ayok sich zirgut. Doi.
Father Astrick,
I have been involved with the people of this region for the last 30 years, and although I am not a shareholder, I have observed the changes. I was surprised last night to hear that there were no changes. As far as I am concerned, there is a big change, and it is a new set of confusing ideas and issues added on to so many others on the people. And that to me is a big change. It's not a good change. I would like to emphasize what Mr. Cardin just said about the education issue. I am an educator myself, and I have always felt that once people learn what is happening to them, they have at least some ways of coping with it. The fact that all these issues of the land claim were not really taught to the people, and I'm not putting the responsibility on anyone in particular, but since it has not been done, people are very, very confused. I would like to give an example or two. Year after year, at the time that follows the election for the regional corporation, I have observed in many homes a stack of envelopes containing the annual report, containing also the proxy votes, the papers necessary for the proxy votes, all unopened, a sure sign that either people didn't understand what it was all about or didn't know in what way they should participate in their own involvement with the work of the corporation. And when talking to the people about it, I could see that they really didn't put too much importance in that. I would like also to point out something which I think is basically wrong with the whole process. It is the decision-making process. My observation was that the decision-making process in the villages was always by consensus, and no real decision was made until almost everybody agreed and approved the decision. Now people are asked to elect some directors in a corporation, and most of the time they are not told during the time these people are in office what is really happening. They have absolutely no input in the decision making. If they do ask some question, sometimes they get some answers, other times they are told it is the prerogative of the board of directors to make the decisions, but it is not up to them, up to the people to be involved, and many of the meetings are not open to the public. As a result, this adds on to the lack of involvement of the people and the lack of understanding. Maybe you want to go with that.
Una koni father Ashtok natum ridakputta akkanulmani uitalhuk 30 years apoluko a sigo koni shareholder an ritsaqok takam ko matum tunguinan kanso khiktuk tang walkha me ayaknil khan ga yakluko unukko kanlan gnitlhuk simin ritnilu kutatta takam ko una ayaknil khan an allini Chimilrastun Chatayukut. Im Kutilratan Huryut Mani Tangwashan Sit Nayukukka. Piluting Kaisuk Chinatang Tamamalrastun Ayuk Sutung Manna Ayakanishanak. Aptaksutung Sukaisun Ayuk Sanak Taringumafnaku Matum Kaisun Kanginka Persa. Akuntuk Tali Chim Kartam Kansa Kanut Kasuyaka. Kwatin hukmanna tokmanna school lam tungin lechan manna achakara khok khok chak yut khok khani lisnga kamang chaw khatin simi kamang khok kha tama ku taringomma kam khatki ya pisikhel gas na yuk khatut ta taringomma ngita kam khatki khok taun khatin samun pitchi na tang nat thogo chi na tang tot Tagam kokka kinaim na sin ni galu ko sa pisci kata ingamun pisong nit hilaw ko tamakot. Iligon kokka ni nanso itapagahalo ni tang sasok ka kalikan ka kasi kasyan ka makan sa listo ko pres nam to kusin hilaw ki ang sako ang pakti mafkunani. Tagingaman ristay kok tamato mamsakpak ka mga tawatan ikisimayo tlakta. Sete kok tayo mo mayroon sa sakto tamakot pikstan ak chakan ritsuksugi tamakot. To iso ko kani tang kakami kili kung at sanag kani takutsit mani nunat усактаас нимагутаангуулхмааник цамок пиугакааман катторлутун канариуллутун таа такутсалри цанекка пиуллармерлук такугаамхоккони макут директорат мани корпорашн ани регионал корпорашн виллис корпорашн ани лу таагоо илликунлу аасакоорлутун лу пиллкиалартут тоатан кан цамклу пикаатангахаман иутхони наллунритаркаатнакка кан каатуфкнаакки тоатан пилахтутта аптенгайстэнгок илликун киуюнаки тамаакутта наллунритаркаакангайстэн таагоо иллайт илаагаутэрнакаарсаарлутун таматум тунгиинун пинриккоорлкаалутун лу пилахтутта саахтэн кони киусчинритаакам.
Going back to the issue of education, if the corporations are not going to take care of it, and if it is expected of the school to take care of it, I find it very difficult for the teachers to really do a proper job. As far as I know, the only material available, except for articles in newspapers and others, the only material available is a book which was published a few years ago and which addresses mostly the history of the land claim. The real issues of the present and the future are not really addressed. And I think this makes the work of a teacher, most likely coming from outside, very, very difficult to address properly. Another issue I feel is quite important is that of taxation. I find it very unjust to expect taxation of land that is not producing, the land whose sole purpose is to provide subsistence for people. And I feel that it would be totally unjust to tax such land. And it should be left free to the people to use as they've always used it.
Тоолуаттаам скуулам тунгиин аттам кан кихуярнилуни канартоққаа тоолу скуулахтун хорманна сиикум туулсоорлуни хлэрнгайтунарқоқ коопрейшн атхоқтагум макут наллунритнеруртут тамаагатхоқтагум саллиақсиксунарқат коопрейшнанн тунлуку тамаана литерскуни хоқллоорлуни хлэртнерутиксунарқоқ скуулахтхогмагут лоорлуку тамаана агиллерусгаалнгаттаат имуумхоқтаггам каликан каликат малиллуки аккаваани псуулхамак личарикун таатан тарам писиқут таалуаттааматтумма таксам тунгиинэн саликан риухиарнипеқ таманахоқ лоорлуни ас тоха асинритоқ атаахоорнритеқ таматум пилхка нунаа хорманна таксай унайтоқ таксақауни хоқллоорлуни хэлэрнайтоқ таксайлэнгэрми хоқ имууссуннукаанерпак аваанерпак атуурлалхатстунна юут атортоққатни самакка унаангақарна атуоқлуку пиорхун аллини тангваллани тоотна синнерортиқ.
Tony Oliveira.
My name is Tony Oliveira. I've resided in Mnemonic for the last year. And I think a concern that really hasn't been covered or heard is the government representation of the native people. Because of the fact that the villages are small and less people, the population, their areas of representation are larger than those in the city. And there's just few senators, representatives that are there as the voice of the native people representing them in Juneau. And a lot of the things that I've seen and heard from talking to a few of the senators and and things is that the non-natives, the people from Anchorage, the representative senators from Anchorage, Fairbanks, the larger communities, their first main concern is their own communities. Before they think about letting anything go through which would concern the native people, which they should be considered first before the other projects, which the non-natives are more interested in going through. And another part of that that it seems to help with that is that the city people are uninformed of what the native culture and the native life is all about. You go into Anchorage and there's so many new people coming to Alaska every year that they don't really understand the native culture, the native way of life, and the way they live, and what they need to help live and survive.
Una koni Tony Olivera watan kan khatqa akmani khangurtum chalistai mani knut ik khatu thongota per mani khotu tang bawah kait ni ik khnat mani chali lakhat makot khurnunat sakhlhit mik fakkamang chali khnatang im ku chali representative of thok chali yak sigilutung sali maut ki pakai unatung chat dagan kasut putuang kota nasuluki. Nunak pichok taun am sanak sali steng kak sutung akmani tokotam mani chanakim kunuk kanokiran sutakok sani. Sali huang kota ak chakak fukanate tamakutum nunak pit yak sugi chasut kak sugi. Dat ni kok ayo kah kan rica kok huang kota kok ciu muka yupik ni tok mani yuk tak ni ak takak kharul tatama kut nurah pit pinak sakait jadi kok mai nurah pit man ayin kut sve paing stama kut kok kuyut tari ngoman rita it kut kai sun ayo kah kut jadi kot maabat nunam nusut ki sut nga kai sun su yut sik put man atang wak sauna kok.
I'd like to also talk about the 1991 possibility of opening the land sales and selling of the shares. Well, 1991 is only 7 years away from now, and as you've heard, a lot of these elders will still be around, and they don't really understand what the Native Claims Settlement Act is really truly about. And if it's opened up for sale, what's to say that someone's not going to come in and take advantage of these old people and just come in because they've heard of oil on that land or some kind of mineral rights or something on the land? What's to say that someone's not going to come in and take advantage of these older people who can't really speak or understand English? Because I've heard of incidents where people have tried to take advantage of these people because they do not understand the English language, and they'll try to get them to sign something or do something that they don't really understand, and they'll just take it for granted that that person is telling them the truth and sign it. So I think there'd be a lot of problems if it was opened up for the selling of the shares and selling of the land for the natives.
You beat Maguta Kasarat Magutah Holding Kokasadan Constant Tari Kauman Rita Tali Nakisti Ganatan. Though I look Tamakut Kasatayo Kunilu Dakfakan Kiskunan so exoluting so Tali Kamukasikaniluki, Sokoluki, so sign of Kakunan Sali Asok Silratan Ayok Six Street. Tamakutoni Taring using with Asok Satun Ayok Sukita, Am Sina Kunki, Tamakut, Kasatun,
And I'd like to close. I see there's still a few of the younger people around here. I'd like to close with a quote from Thomas Paine from his Right of Man. It goes, "Every generation is and must be competent to all the purposes which its occasions require. It is the living and not the dead that are to be accommodated. When man ceases to be, his power and his wants cease with him. And having no longer any participation in the concerns of the world, he has no longer any authority in directing who shall be its governors, or how its government shall be organized, or how administered."
Thank you, Olivera. Martha, I got to look.
I'm Martha Gatlach, a member of the Chilista Corporation from Imahak. My concern is that I don't have any land with my name on it, only a dated lot with my name on it. And it's the only land I have now is the dated lot where my house is now. I have 7 children, and there are other families with similar situations. They will not remain young adults or children by 1991 when it comes around. My concern is, how will my children and others obtain a place for themselves if the village corporation controls all the land surrounding the village, the surface land? I think if the land claims were reopened to the natives again, more than 1/4 of the Alaskans will be... I think if the land claims were reopened to the natives again, more than 1/4 of the Alaskan natives would be claimed by the natives alone. More than 1/4 of the land would be claimed by the natives alone. This was just my concern. Since it's been on my mind a lot, and then these kids, a lot of them are. They were born later than 1971, and I know there's limited lot land in the village and outside the village.
Onikoni Martha kasam katung kanjo ni piyok. Sarista ko place nam yok shareholder ako magumi ulo ni imangamik. Nuna
Thank you very much. Alfred Red Fox.
My name is Alfred Ritwax. I'm in Monarch. I was born in here, 1926. Yeah, Makutmani Akorpak Nishunka. Gingokriput Kayuha, you got Queen of Wibunga. Quitang Hosomly. Akutun sikutun awani yuutun siuliamstun ayuqsassiigulun katamaakun samuk ya samuk Unangut kaitut, kuitang kawa samun. Ako kusyok si yut. Samug na sulutong yut hod inakot muklo. Sanuk akilitsi yunatung. Toat ntagwam tamakut takkaistung. Makunun seanun iksigas kunuhtki. Yani 1991 tamanat kiskat. Maakin suunnun amu kaivan pysyy vahkauluki samuk umujohtukunaki nukkutuk umujohtukunaki akkutun kankuta siyyläsemmistö.
Onikuna Alfred Red Fox, 1926. Alfred Red Fox was born in 1926. He was born here in Imanok. And then, so far, he said, what I have heard from the past talkers, how our younger people will get along in the future. As to a our older people had gotten along before. They knew nothing. They have nothing, the younger generations, to, as far as he was concerned, have nothing to gain. The forefathers knew nothing about taxes and restrictions and on how they should live or what they should not or should do. And they, as far as he was concerned, about the taxes and the shareholders, when 1991 comes around, that the people who are shareholders and their children should not be taxed. From they want to be able to hunt and fish and live on this land as their forefathers have done before, without changing the ways of their natural right and culture.
Thank you.
And you said, now thank you very much for listening.
Okay, the only other person we have who wishes to speak this afternoon is Patrick Cham.
My name is Patrick Tam. I'm not a shareholder. I'm not a native. I've been in Mnemonic for about 3 years now. I work with the parish council. I work for the parish council in Mnemonic in the area of religious education for junior high and high school and young adults. And because I'm not a native, I can't address the past as the elders have done. I can only make a few observations from what I've seen in the last 3 years, and I make them as an outsider, as an observer, and as a student to the culture. Maybe what I will say will sound a little grim, but I see that this village is facing a gradual process of erosion on all sides. There is alcohol whose influence is demonic in this town. There is domestic violence. There is the constant problem of drugs among the young people. There is indifference. There is greed. There is a lack of concern for each other compared to what I've heard about the old days when people cared about each other.
Patrick Tam, shareholder on the cook. Mani hook to mo ita hook pinga ang gasha kuhluni. Kani hook salila to kuko ni parish council ni agay uwi matum salista kuko. Kanto kuko ako kuko si magumay ng ufkna ni tang wakt kulo ni sali school ang gas ng ayoklo ni matum piche kam tetungi no. Tang sa kuko ay matum asila kan gitok. I'm sorry. Umka katagisiniwa. Skulak ngulo ni makunun na makunun ka ayak yon matum агаюим литах литахчутаник тунгинэм саллаанхарлуни таматумакка тангвалхани хоқорлиин асилооқарнеритоқ макутхони кингулааппутта им кутилгаасин хоққа аюққаюққутаи имутунна усаққаатин снаам снаам итиққа саақаммиттаим снақ усаққаллера таққарнерихлуни таатни хоққа аюққаутта мат макутхоқ ахтақхалуги пиугунаққатта таангаматтум пайунгасиях покалрим сали имкутасатта иунсаутта таангиқнарлхи татоқулалхиллуа саттимкутта малуққаттамаақутта таангалхақоқтой асинритсаақоқ тоайхуқоқ таангавалхани макутта аяқиопутханқота иллекон хоқа акусуунақлартутта сиулаамахсын хоқайоққуқнаатын илаатынлу писпақуқнааки қангалсутиулаатын хотын сиқсутын макутқаннгаатани чиқунихуқнаки таңалхитхоқтой кусуунаққлаасын имуутун аёқсутын пиут.
As I work amongst the young people, I guess perhaps the heart of the matter is that they are struggling with their sense of self-identity. They don't know who they are, and things have drastically changed from the way they used to be. People keep talking about 1991 and about how unprepared the young people are. They don't have the skills, they don't have the understanding, for instance. But from what I see, just as important as the skills is that there is a loss of a sense of values. Skills can be taught, skills can be learned, knowledge can be passed on. You can teach someone how to read and write and reason. But I think what is just as important, perhaps more important, is learning wisdom. And that can't be taught to someone like teaching them how to read. And what I refer to is the wisdom of the older people here. That wisdom somehow has to be passed on. And it is wisdom which teaches you reverence for the land. Knowledge might teach you how to manage it, but it's wisdom which teaches you how to reverence the land and how to love the land. And I think that should be one of the priorities of the people here, is to pass on this wisdom from the young, from the old to the young.
Dang washanay kuk magut ayagyot sak fiu kapi agalatun kuk ayokut kitu sakteng kuk nasu ayagut sa tun ayokut kitu si rosutung nani kuk uitas kateng nasu lagas na yuk sunakut sa uci rosutung kasan kuk ka kitu tunga tapilran tsalran tang wakpaka mung kasak tang kuli tsaklutung юппихтааматтум пилха сатниоқ ахсақанаагуллаату наюқсуни тоайлугоқаттам хони 1991 нам каккоорпагнис кумаллераакут упиинганридит хурлини тангвалхани сатхоремкутли налунритарқатан сали тигоқсайтайт аттангоқсали таммаамаллераассун аллини тангвалхани аюқсулу тоасугоқаттаам икааюунақутхоқ таңваллханиллиини лицанаққутхоқ наақиаарамак маттум климсарлмунаақтам тунгиинун наақлуку тамаана тариингуқарлуку пиллеқаанак наллун наллунниллеқаатнак лицанаққутхоқ tamana kokking or out ksaitok. Salihoka makut achieve larit. Nasun rich had hooked tamana sali achakarna kapertok. Tamakunun hook makunun ayakyamton Hamiskunitamana has in rokapichiruk. At tamhook matumuk. Nunam tapis pakutsatsan xali pinaksi lisanaksikur, lisanaksakut magut kingulabut. Aksakanak sukui hook matumuk, ups naksakai, tokali chaluki nakiakatnik matu, nakidurkatnik.
I think the last thing I have to say is that I remember someone saying earlier that the heart of Yupik culture is respect for elders, respect for their wisdom. And perhaps what's needed now is a mutual respect between elders and younger people. Because it is a new world and things have changed and the young are learning things which the old people do not understand. And I hope that this mutual respect can carry both into the future together and not leave anyone behind. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tam.
Nang noloko hom kanso khutok. Ji wani khawa ni nit khok. Ji lapot mogot pich paklak ni lu pich paknak ni luki. Dah hukta na pichi wok na kuyun na nani. Ilak halugol hukta ko ang pinaksakok. Nuta kaman huk slamun nukta samta. Ayok suta huk pichpagot na kukut. Siulabot huk pichpagak kawabot kingulayako kumta. Kingulayabot hukali pichpagsuki siulayako kumta. To ay toton pitalayam kanakuyutok.
We have Helen Lenchikoff. And then I think we might adjourn until this evening because Mr. Kelly's been our interpreter all day and he's done a marvelous job, but I think we have asked an awful lot of him. Maybe we could have one more person, Mr. Kelly, Helen Lenchikoff.
As I watched people from my hometown go down to make their speech one by one, I felt that I was left alone, and I felt that I had a duty to say a few words myself. My name is Helen Lovsikoff, and I live at Kotlik. I was just summing up the stories our elderly folks said yesterday. I have learned a lot, and seems to me every time I attend the corporation meetings, I will learn more just by listening. Example for one, about white people taking away our subsistence rights, fishing, seal hunting, etc. I also wonder what the white people would do if we in turn try to stop them from killing cows, chicken, etc. We like to gather subsistence for winter use, like they like to gather meat for their own stores and use. Also, another one is like Kathleen Moore mentioned, if it would be possible for people who take care of land claims to come to the surrounding villages and educate younger generation now and in the future years. I myself didn't know very much about land claims until I started to attend corporation meetings. I feel I am slowly learning just by attending surrounding village corporation meetings. One thing more, although people want to attend meetings, sometimes they don't have transportation or money to go to them. I was wondering if our board of directors would really push activity towards their shareholders. Maybe something like a permanent base can be built. Also, I wish that elderly elderly people's problems would be taken care of first before 1991 or before white people scare the elderly, like if they don't have lands taken care of, those first, and then go on to there. Maybe you can take these reports from the tapes and take care of them from there. And hopefully, I in turn will attend more meetings in future days, months, or years, and speak up like these people did. I want to thank the elderly people for speaking up for us and encouraging us to keep on going. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, not really. No, go ahead.
Akuapa kawasin makut tangwa waskani kani ni cunilu kisu umyot kani Nakai matkan ko ayok stress na chali sin ko ni magutta kanagatta kimi umyok sa kusukita wamko ka chali umyok sa tungkini leoni yes.